Hey, welcome to Busted Pentacles, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. It's homeroom. We got some special things to announce for this week. I mean, Jacob, so much going on in the world, right? So much happening. We've had an exciting show on Saturday. We had AFT President Randy Weingarten, regular guest on Busted Pentacles, good friend of not only teachers everywhere, but the educated educators here at Busted Pentacles. We got to talk about her new book, Why Fascists Fear Teachers, right? I struggled to get that one out, but excellent. Hopefully you got to listen to that show. If not, tune into it because Wednesday's class and session, we're going to talk about it more. I don't want to belabor that book any further today, Jacob, because it's homeroom. I'm going to check in with you, my guy. How you been doing?
Johnny, I've been doing pretty good. I think, I don't know what it is, but these last couple weeks, the show's been on firing on all cylinders, I feel, here on Busted Pentacles. Unfortunately, Tim couldn't be here today because, as people may have heard before, you guys are educated educators, and sometimes there are things related to education you actually have to go and do. And we try our best to make the schedules work, but you guys are busy people.
Yeah, man. Sometimes you got to miss homeroom. Tim's missing homeroom this week. I think it's probably a bigger problem, Jacob, if we both miss at the same time. You know, then it's...
I won't let that happen, Johnny. I'll be here at midnight.
Educated educator talking with the big dog at the desk.
Woo!
Choo-choo! Chairman of the board, Jacob. No, but it's Monday. We're excited to have this show. Hey, Jacob, before I get going any further, and we'll have her on soon, but Heather from the Wisconsin Public Education Network,
WPEN. Oh, I love Heather.
Yeah, Heather's fantastic. You know, woman of the people, for sure, representing public education. But more than that, and she always says this, you know, she's an angry, concerned citizen about why we're not taking care of children in our schools better, especially given that, you know, it's sort of the government's responsibility to fund education. And it's tragically, I would even say not tragically, it's violently underfunded. Those aren't her words. I'll sort of put that out there. But, you know, she's usually on here talking with us. And there's an event that I want to make sure gets out to our listeners, especially those of you local, you know, to the area. The Wisconsin Public Education Network has an event on September 16th. So if you're listening to this traditionally on Monday, that's tomorrow, folks, right? From 6:30 to 8:30. It's on Zoom. You know, it's free, but it's the Go Public Transparency Project. And this is really special. Go Public Transparency Project, right? It demands transparency and accountability for all schools that receive public money, right? This is amidst the larger conversation around privatization and vouchers, right? So the Wisconsin Public Education Network, WPEN, is hosting a free training and toolkit kickoff party, Go Public Project. I mean, I love public stuff. Like, public transparency is paramount to a strong democracy. So is public education. And as you listeners know, public education is under threat, right? It's under attack by privatization and the voucher movement. So the demand here being, demand that private vouchers and independent charter school costs be listed on your property tax bills to stop hiding how much privatization scams cost local kids and taxpayers. So this is one of those things, Jacob, where if you're like me oftentimes, and I'm an expert on some of this stuff, right? Not the expert, but an expert. We have had the experts on before to talk about how schools are funded, but I am an expert on it. You know, I teach school funding and policy to future teachers and school leaders. And even I, sometimes I'm like, wait, I better read that a little more closely. What's going on? Where are the funds coming from? Where are they going? How are they being used? So, you know, transparency, right? And understanding is really important for us to make good decisions together, to better understand how our support for public schools can be recognized by our legislators, because we currently are not funding schools at what's necessary to just have a base level of quality education. Furthermore, threatening that underfunding. Like, we'd like to see that funding be more, but threatening what's also already too small of amount is privatization and school vouchers. And once we start to talk about those things, we've had a guest on a couple weeks ago, Representative Cruz, and she had said, you know, it's intentionally confusing. So even like with transparency, even if we were to say, well, you can look it up and you can figure out how school funding, I mean, it's not actually public record in the detail that it ought to be. But even if we got access to that, it's intentionally designed to not be very clear. And so I think, this event, Go Public, by the Wisconsin Public Education Network, the Go Public Transparency Project, man, Jacob, I'm hyped up about it, you can tell. But it's exciting because it's an opportunity for anyone who'd like to participate, right, to learn about how this works, to gain that transparency and be part of a collective voice, right, that demands transparency and accountability for all schools that receive public money. So demand private voucher and independent charter school cost be listed on our property tax bills, so that we stop hiding how much privatization scams cost local kids and taxpayers. In other words, Jacob, the short tagline for the event is stop the scam, right? Demand public transparency. So if you're interested in that, listener, I think it's going to be a phenomenal Zoom opportunity. If you'd like to join, right, you can register, and we'll put the link to the event
Yep.
in our podcast description, but you can just go to the Wisconsin Network, wisconsinnetwork.org, right? And you can link through there to get to it, but we'll make sure you have a link to it. Heather from the Wisconsin Public Education Network will follow up, tell us how the event went. Some of us will be there. So come on in and check it out. But it's an awesome thing for all of us to gain sort of more literacy and understanding, especially what's happening locally with school funding related to the charter movement, to the voucher movement in Wisconsin, which is hurting an already underfunding schools problem. So that's a big thing coming up, Jacob. I'm glad we can, announce it in homeroom and have it out there for our listeners.
Yeah, I'm glad we could get that information out there, Johnny, because to me, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but it seems to me that the intention of the Go Public Transparency Project is to just get the information out there. And if you're a good faith advocate for charter schools and vouchers, I can't see a reason why you wouldn't have you would have a problem with just having the information out there. It seems to me that only somebody who wants vouchers and charter schools but doesn't want taxpayers to know what they cost would be against something like this. And that seems pretty disingenuous.
Yeah. And it's a great opportunity, Jacob. Unfortunately, as everyone listening knows, last week, things around how we, discuss our differences have culminated to an unacceptable tragedy. Right. And so we don't want to also belabor that talk of the unfortunate death of a public figure. And I don't care what side of the things you're on. It's disappointing. Jacob, you shared a little of this last week. And, I've experienced in the past days, people celebrating this awful moment. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous. And so, transparency, public transparency, learning about, gaining information about perspectives, about understandings. It's not as as tense, as ramped up as maybe some of the Charlie Kirk topics and the things about turning points on college campuses have that dimension to it, but it's certainly akin. And why I bring that up, Jacob, is because this is one of those great opportunities wherever you're at in it and the things, maybe you're pro charter schools and voucher movement, for all of us to better understand accountability for all of our schools. And I think that's nonpartisan, that doesn't belong to conservatives or to liberals or Democrats. It belongs to all of us, the people who care about children in our community and where they go to learn. And also we care about the teachers who are teaching them there, or the principals who are leading those, school efforts, or, the librarians or the school nurses, everyone involved in public education. you know, wants to better understand how we can fix this underfunding of things, right? And so it's always a win-win when we gather to share information, to learn together, and to listen to one another so that together we can do better. And that's kind of that thing we ended last week on, you know, was how do we, and I love that Tim, you know, he brought it up at the end. I had to draw it out of him. I had to use my mental telepathy into Tim's brain, but I knew he was thinking it, how we give peace a chance.
Yeah.
Because peace is not passivity. I said that last week, but is active. And being active as someone who is interested in peace isn't adverse to difference, isn't adverse to conflict, but understands how to listen and have those conversations. And a big piece of that is sharing and getting information and having transparency and trust. So I love our friends at WPN. I know that it's not planned to connect those things, but another opportunity for us to practice this, to get information together, you know, in spaces where we are invited, no matter who you are. You're a parent, you're an educator, you're a concerned citizen, from however you situate yourself in regards to the discussion around, you know, vouchers and school funding, you can learn more and you can be part of advocating for transparency, which in my opinion, which, you know, educated educator, talking education, kind of my training to better understand how to communicate the importance of public education to democracy, well, transparency and trust. When we have trust and transparency with one another, our differences, right, are important to how we communicate. So I you know, what a great opportunity. That's coming up this week. So glad we could shout it out in homeroom to kick off the week.
This is going to be a great one, Johnny. And like you said, denouncing violence does not mean giving up on the things you believe in. It means going about things in a right and civil way. That's what they're doing with the Go Public Transparency Project. That event kicks off Tuesday, September 16th on Zoom. Link here in the podcast description. Johnny, thank you so much for being here with me today.
You betcha. A couple of J-Dogs chopping it up on homeroom. You know, we missed Tim, but he'll be back soon. Don't you worry about it. And folks, thanks for tuning in, getting going with our week. And now for your moment of Zen. Real heroes are not on national television or in the headlines. They are the nurses, the doctors, the teachers, the social workers, the janitors, the hospital orderlies, the construction workers, the people who keep society going. Hey, pencil busters. Thanks for listening to today's homeroom. And if you want more Busted Pencils podcast all week long, just go to Apple, Spotify, or you can always find us on civicmedia.com or on our website, bustedpencils.com. And remember, you can find great Busted Pencils content specifically every Monday, like today for homeroom, Wednesdays for class and session, and every Friday for producer Jacob's choice. And of course, pencil busters, you can always tune in on Saturdays and listen to the Busted Pencils weekend broadcast at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the civic media networks for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.